With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Norwegian film The Innocents is hard to find. I had to be given a copy this week. But when you get a chance to see it, I urge you to go. It's the most nail-biting, sinister and scary use of children in a horror pick since Let the Right One In. It opens on a family moving house, mum, dad and two young daughters. One, Anna, is seriously handicapped. She's autistic and non-verbal, while the younger one, Ida, is bratty, easily bored and resentful of the attention her sister seems to get all the time. They arrive at a block of flats that are mostly deserted. It's midsummer, most of the residents are on holiday. Ida mooches around and meets a boy equally at a loose end called Benjamin. Do you want to see something, he asks.
Are you new? Yeah. Skal jeg vise deg noe?
Ben can seemingly move things about without touching them. Just little things at first, but as the film progresses, those skills start to build. And as Ida gets to know Ben better, he becomes increasingly creepy. We come to dread those moments when his eyes roll back and he starts concentrating.
Are you standing?
Not autistic.
Ben may be a bit scary, but for some reason he's nervous near Ida's sister Anna. Even though Anna doesn't talk, she now has a way of making contact with people like Ben and also another neighbour, the sweet and upbeat Aisha. Aisha has her own powers. She seems to be telepathic.
Hvem du snakker med?
Jeg snakker med noen som ikke her. Vi tenker det samme. Vi tenker det sammen.
It's only after a while you realise quite how amazing the performances are in The Innocents, particularly the central character of Ida, whose soul is the one at stake here. From a spoilt, easily led kid to one forced to make difficult choices, she's absolutely believable. And of course, that's down to the directing, one Eskil Vogt, who also wrote the script. I was surprised to learn he wrote another brilliant Norwegian film this year, the quite different The Worst Person in the World. And the one thing the two scripts have in common is that they start small and seemingly predictable, and then tighten the screw until you have no idea where this could be going.
Mama, why am I so much slimmer?
The Innocence seems to encourage a search for hidden meanings. I've heard this described as a cautionary tale about lax parenting, as a parable about good and evil, even a comment on colonialism. Two of the families are immigrants. And like all great horror stories, particularly those with children at the centre, it could be all of these or none of them.
Mama.
The powers of the children build and so does the tension. No explanation is given other than an occasional shot of the nearby primal Norwegian forest. But part of the driving force is the equally primal instincts of children. Why shouldn't magic be real? And if they don't like something, they lash out. I'm not normally a fan of scary movies. Too many hollow explanations involving ancient burial grounds for my taste. But The Innocence is unnerving in all the right horrifying ways. It's brilliantly conceived, very well executed. You see exactly what you need to and no more. And the performances, mostly first-timers, are absolutely gripping. One of the top five films of the year, no doubt.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.